弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning.
大家还是沉浸在这个诗歌的敬拜当中哈。
We're still enjoying the music, aren't we?
我们祝弟兄姐妹劳动节快乐。
Wish you all had a wonderful Labor Day.
那利用这个暑期的最后一个这样的长周末，可以跟家人朋友一起团聚的时间。
As we can spend the last long weekend with our family, hopefully during the summer.
那我这里特别报告一下，因为有的弟兄姐妹问我关于我们的退休会的问题啊。
I have a special announcement about our retreat.
很多人说这退休会是教会骨干的退休会，所以很多人就说。好像我不够骨干哈。
People have asked me question. You say it's a leadership retreat. I don't think I'm a leader.
我想我们当中弟兄姐妹有很多人参加过以前的退休会，可能。
I think many of us have been to a retreat before.
但是呢，这个退休会跟其他退休会不太一样啊。
But this retreat is different.
那我们呢是没有邀请特殊的讲员。
We didn't invite any special guest speaker.
一般的退休会都邀请特别的讲员，大概一个退休会两三天，你住在营地里呢，这个讲员要讲大概五六个信息这样。
Usually, typical retreat has a guest speaker that has four to five sessions over two to three days.
这个退休会我们是希望弟兄姐妹在这个营地里会有一段安静的时间。
But this retreat that we're going to have, we hope that we can practice to be silent.
就是说我们也会有一些教导啊。
We're going to have some teaching.
我们也可能有嘉宾来到我们当中啊。
And we will probably have a guest.
但是呢我们大概不会说是那种以讲信息为主的，而是引导弟兄姐妹花更多的时间呢去做一些祷告啊，去做一些属灵的操练。
But it's not message or teaching oriented. We'll guide you and help you to have some quiet time with the Lord.
所以如果有弟兄姐妹真的乐意说花时间我想跟神来亲近的话，这个退休会就是适合你的。
So if you are willing to spend some quiet time and to meet the Lord personally, this is for you.
那显然这个退休会不是适合于所有的人。
And obviously this retreat is not fit for everyone.
但是如果你有这样的心智的话，我想你就跟牧师来讲哈。
But if you are willing, then I welcome you to approach me if you have any questions.
那我们都会鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果有人乐意说，我来到耶稣面前，你觉得牧师会拦着你说，你不够骨干，你不能去。
It's not possible that if you say, I want to come before Christ, and the pastor will not reject you saying you are not a leader in the church.
很多时候我们去不了，主要是事务缠身。
Most of the time, the only objection is that you have a too busy schedule.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹参加，也可以向我们多了解退休会的这方面的信息啊。我们报名的截止日期是下个星期天。
So we encourage you to think about it and consider signing up. And the deadline for signing up is next Sunday.
好，让我们一起低头祷告，我们预备我们的心来领受神的话语。
Word of prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐福给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings.
我们为这个教会，我们感谢主。
We thank you for this church.
为你在我们当中所做的奇妙的工作。
For the wonderful works that you've done among us.
当我们弟兄姐妹相聚的时候。
When we gather.
我们恳求主你在天上，你眷顾你的儿女。
We ask you to guide us.
你喜悦我们的敬拜。
Because you're pleased.
垂听我们的祷告。
For worship and listen to our prayers.
主，我们就恳求主你祝福你的话语。
Lord, bless your word.
恩膏你的仆人。
And anoint your servant.
愿今天的所讲的信息都合你的心意。
May the message of today be pleasing to you.
愿主的圣灵在我们当中工作。
We ask your Holy Spirit work among us.
将一切的颂赞荣耀归给你。
Give you all the praise and worship.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
Pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
美国的前总统里根呢，他在做总统之前呢，曾经担任过我们加州的州长。
The previous former President Reagan was once the governor of California.
他做州长的时候呢，他第一次有一次就访问墨西哥啊。
When he was still the governor of California, he visited Mexico.
那么在墨西哥城呢，他就做了一个演讲。
And he gave a speech.
我们知道里根总统他是很会演讲的。
We know that President Reagan is famous for his speech.
所以他演讲完了之后呢，然后呢，他感觉还不错。
And he felt good about his speech.
但是这个观众里面的这个掌声就是稀稀拉拉的这样子，他就觉得有点失落。
But his audience doesn't feel the same way.
于是他就回到自己的座位上就坐下了。
So he returned to his seat.
于是接着呢，上来另外一个人来讲。
And then proceed by another people on the
stage. 这个人当然是讲西班牙话了，对不对
？And that person speak Spanish.
于是呢，这台下就非常的活跃啊，就是有很多的笑声啊，有掌声。
And then the audience become very lively, uplifting.
里根是一句话没听懂。
But President Reagan didn't understand.
不过人家鼓掌，那他当然也鼓掌了，对不对？
But when the audience give a round of applause, he applauded too.
那么人家大家都笑，他也不好意思，也在那里笑吧。
When the audience laughed, he just joined them.
后来就为何配合情绪，后来他越配合啊，越密切哈，越鼓掌呢，他越鼓得越厉害哈。
And then as the audience become more and more warmed up, and he just applaud even more actively.
这是他的助手啊，就赶快走到他身边去。
And that's when his assistant approached him.
对不起，州长先生。
Sorry, Mr. President.
他在翻译你刚才的讲话。
He is translating your speech.
还是请你注意一下哈。
Please watch out. Don't applaud too hard.
所以里根就非常不好意思，不知道要是自己的讲话，当然不会这么鼓掌啊，这么还这个表情好像就不太谦虚哈。
If he knew it was a translation, he probably wouldn't be would be more modest.
所以我想这是一个我们的一个常识嘛哈。
Because this being modest is kind of our common sense.
所以包括中国的文化也是一样，尚书讲这个满遭损谦受益。
It's also in Chinese culture, it says pride calls for harm, modesty brings benefit.
就是说你骄傲呢，你会有损失的，那么你谦虚呢，你才会受益。
Be modest will bring benefits.
因为我们都知道这个谦虚的这个很好的一个品德。
We all know that humility is a virtue.
那么即使在我们很多人在共产主义教育下成长起来的时候，很多的真理啊是黑白颠倒的哈。
The communism education sometimes things are twisted as say black is white.
但是呢还有这句座右铭说是谦虚使人进步，骄傲使人落后。
Even so, the communism has a model as humility advances people while pride makes people fall behind.
大家还记得这句话谁说的？
Do you guys remember
毛泽东说的哈、
啊？
对，实际上他就把这句话说的，满遭损，谦受益，用一个更通俗的言语表达出来、啊、
He's just translating the fancy version.
所以啊，这样看来啊，没有人喜欢一个骄傲的人。
So clearly, nobody likes people who are prideful.
哪有说我喜欢你就因为你这个人非常骄傲
？Nobody says I like you because you're so prideful.
所以我们要竭力表现自己。不是一个骄傲的人。
So we all try our best to put on the display of the humble side.
是在心里我们多少还都有点骄傲。
But deeply in our hearts, we probably all have some pride.
所以有时候把骄傲小心翼翼地藏起来，不要让人看见、啊。
So we have to hide it very carefully.
不过一不小心骄傲就会跑出来、啊、张牙舞爪一番、啊、别人就看见了、啊。
Or the pride will sneak out and show the bad side of you.
那今天我们来看但以理书第四章的话，我们就看看，继续看第四章，我们学习这个尼布甲尼撒王，他把怎么样从这个骄傲变成谦卑的这个过程。
Today we're going to continue our study of Daniel chapter 4, and we're going to see how the king Nebuchadnezzar transformed from pride to humility.
我想，这个是可以帮助我们今天怎么学习，做一个谦卑的人的一个功课。
I think it will help us to learn this lesson of how to be humble.
好，如果有圣经的话，请你打开圣经的但以理书第四章。
If you have a Bible, please turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 4.
我们来看第十九节到三十七节。
We're going to read verse 19 to 37.
我来读中文，然后 Rachel 来读英文。
Pastor will read Chinese and I will read English.
但以理书的第四章十九节，于是称为伯提撒撒的但以理惊讶片刻，心意惊慌。王说：“伯提撒撒呀，不要因梦和梦的讲解惊慌。”伯提撒撒回答说：“我主啊，愿这梦归于恨恶你的人，讲解归于你的敌人。”
Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies.
你所见的树渐长，而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见。
The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth.
叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽住在其下，天空的飞鸟宿在之上。
Whose leaves were lovely and its fruit abundant, in which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home.
王啊，这渐长又坚固的树就是你，你的权势渐长及天，你的权柄管到地极。
It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth.
王既看见一位守望的圣者从天而降，说：“将这树砍伐毁坏，树墩却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈扎住，在田野的青草中让天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草，直到经过七七。”
And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven, saying, "Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beasts of the field." Till seven times pass over him.
王啊，讲解就是这样。临到我主我王的事，是出于至高者的命。
This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my Lord the King.
你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天露滴湿，且要经过七七。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like ox. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses.
守望者既吩咐存留树墩。等你知道诸天掌权，以后你的国必定归你。
And inasmuch as they give the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules.
王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，以施行公义，断绝罪过，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以延长。
Therefore, O King, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity.
这事都临到尼布甲尼撒王。
All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar.
过了十二个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。
At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon.
他说：“这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗
？”The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?"
这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下说：“尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。”
While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you.
你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七七，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses.
当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒的身上，他被赶出，离开世人，吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿，头发长长，好像鹰毛，指甲长长，如同鸟爪。
That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws.
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation.
世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他手，或问他说你做什么呢？
All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, no one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done?
那时我的聪明复归于我，为我国的荣耀、威严和光耀也都复归于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。
At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me, and I was restored to my kingdom. An excellent majesty was added to me.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美、尊崇、恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。那行动骄傲的，他能。
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways justice. And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down.
那么这段经文的故事啊，就完全讲完了啊。
So this passage tells till the end of the story.
那么经文可以分成三部分。
This passage can be divided into three parts.
从十九节到二十七节是但以理来为王解梦。
Verse 19 to 27, Daniel interprets the king's dream.
二十八节到三十三节说是灾难临到了这个尼布甲尼撒王。
Verse 28 to 33, the disaster came upon Nebuchadnezzar.
那三十四到三十七节呢，则是巴比伦王恢复了王位。
Verse 34 to 37, Nebuchadnezzar was restored to his kingdom.
那么这个最后的这个中心经节呢，是在最后一节的最后一句。
The key verse is in verse 37.
那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
Those who walk in pride, God is able to put down.
故事以巴比伦王赞美来敬拜以色列的神而圆满的结束了。
The story ends with the Babylonian king praising God of Israel.
这个梦啊，是告诉巴比伦王呢，他要面临一个无妄之灾啊。
This dream indicates that Nebuchadnezzar will encounter a disaster.
那么跟其他的这种异梦的解释是我们第二章的不一样，因为这个梦啊是完完全全的但以理解释清楚了。
It's different from the previous dreams because this dream Daniel gave a clear whole interpretation.
而且已经发生了，所以没有什么疑问的东西啊。
And it already occurred, so there is no question.
这个梦有四个。很重要的元素。
The dream has four elements.
首先就是那个大树。
A big tree.
然后是有守望者。
And then a watcher.
然后还有树墩。
Then the stump.
然后还有野兽。
Then the beast.
那这个大树呢，已经告诉我们就是代表巴比伦王。
The tree represents the king of Babylon.
它高得顶天，代表它的声望，它的权势。
The tree is so high that it represents his might and power.
那这个守望者就是天使了。
And the watcher is angel.
执行上帝的命令。
They execute God's commands.
那么 大树被伐，那么就意味着巴比伦王要遭受这个灾难，被赶出人间哈。
The tree was chopped down. It means the Nebuchadnezzar will be driven away from men.
但是这个树根还在呢，就表明说还有恢复的可能性。
But the stump is preserved, means it's still possible for him to be restored.
那个七七呢，就代表是七年的时间。
The seven periods represents 7 years.
所以我们知道，第一开始巴比伦王本来是在王宫里面安居平顺的。
Nebuchadnezzar was at rest and flourishing in the royal palace.
因为江山一统，天下无敌啊。
Because his kingdom was so unified and he was invincible.
所以巴比伦王有充分的资格，他可以骄傲自大的。
He had a good reasons to be arrogant.
其实上帝兴起巴比伦王呢，我们知道是为了管教以色列人。
We know that God raised up Babylon to punish the Israelites.
其实巴比伦只不过是上帝手中的一个工具而已。
But Babylon was just a tool in God's hand.
可惜这个尼布甲尼撒身在其中，他没有体会到这一点。
Although Nebuchadnezzar didn't realize this fact.
知道在这之前，虽然神已经几次的启示他哈。
Although God already revealed this to him many times.
他还是我行我素。
He still went his own way.
所以尼布甲尼撒可以说是权倾一世啊。
So, Nebuchadnezzar has a great power.
所以天下没有人可以跟他相比。
Nobody is comparable.
但是他不要忘记，他仍然在上帝的权柄之下。
But he forgot that he is still under God's authority.
他正是忘记了这一点，才会导致他受到神的管教。
Which led to the severe warning.
而这个是上帝对尼布甲尼撒的一个警告。
This is a severe warning from God to Nebuchadnezzar.
其实也是对我们所有人的一个提醒。
This is also a good reminder for all of us.
当我们手中有权柄的时候，
When we have power in our hand.
当我们觉得说我们有成就的时候，
When we achieved accomplishments.
我们怎么样在对付我们手中的权力啊？
How do we use the power in our hand?
怎么样来看待我们所取得的一些成就。
How do we regard our achievements?
那我记得我在美国第一次工作的时候，在公司里面就跟一些个同事在一起聊天哈。
When I had my first job in the States, I was talking to my colleague.
那当时刚刚到公司工作，就要找那些个在公司工作几十年的人，跟他们来谈谈，问问他们到底怎么样的情况啊。
I was trying to talk to the people who has decades of experience working in that company.
那有些很有经验人就跟你说，哎呀，你在公司工作什么最重要？你的老板最重要。
And some of them told me, the most important thing is your boss.
那你的老板呢，要是一个很好的人，那你就是生活幸福哈。
If you have a good boss, you'll live a happy life.
你如果老板如果是比较不太容易相处的人，那你就不太容易过好日子哈。
If your boss is hard to deal with, then your life will be hard.
所以他们常说这个人好，那个人好。所以他说，一个人好不好，你让他做你老板，你才知道这个人好不好。
People say this guy is good, that guy is not so good. Not until he is your boss, you will know if he's a good guy.
因为什么？当他在你身上有权柄，他怎么样使用这个权柄，才能体会出这个人的品格如何。
Because when someone has authority over you, that can really show their characters.
其实所有的权柄都是来自于神。
All authority comes from God.
但是权力跟权柄是两个不同的概念。
But the power and authority is different.
所以英文也是两个不同的字 ,power, authority.
Two different words.
那么权力呢，有权力的人不一定有权柄的。
Those people who has power may not have authority.
虽然这个权力，有的人在那个位置上他有了这个权力，但他不知怎么用的话，他就不敬拜为神的人，他不知道怎么去使用这个权力。
Those people in high position, they have power, but without knowing God or acknowledging God's authority, they don't know how to properly use their power.
那么只有敬畏谁的人，他知道怎么样去善用他手中的权力。
Those who fear God have know how to use the power properly.
那么这样的人呢，才是真正一个谦卑的人。
And this kind of God-fearing people are real humble.
所以我们知道世上的权力如果没有约束的话，那是非常可怕的。
We know it's scary if someone's power is unlimited.
我们知道，如果独裁者没有人去约束他的权力的话
，such as the dictator，
那后果就是后患无穷。
Cause for endless troubles.
可能有人说，陈牧师，你讲的我什么权利都没有，我在家也没有权利哈。
You might be wondering, Pastor, I don't have any power, even in my old family.
其实啊，我们每个人生下来就神就给了我们权利了。
In fact, everyone is born with some rights.
其实，在一个社会当中，我们呢，都是在别人的影响之下的。
Actually, in the society, we're all under someone else's influence.
是不是？你没有说一个人生下来，我从来不受别人影响，不可能的嘛。
Nobody is free from anyone else's influence.
那其实呢，也有别人在我们影响之下。
And there are people under our influence as well.
比如说，你做父母的，你其实对小孩就有一个权柄，对不对？
Parents have authority over their kids.
那客户对商家。就有权柄，对不对？
Customers have a power over business owners.
那你做美国公民的话，你要投票，你也什么有投票的权利，对不对
？Citizens have the right to vote.
所以呢，你看怎么样去使用我们手中的这些权利，这个是对我们是不是敬畏神的一个检验啊。
So how we use our influence or our power is a test of whether we fear God.
有一次我到洛杉矶去吃饭。
One time I was dining in LA.
那当时那个餐厅很满，好多人的哈。
The restaurant is full of people.
正吃着就听见旁边那个桌子就在吵吵闹闹的哈。
And then I noticed that my neighbor's table is having a fight.
不知这个人是不是刚从中国来的还是怎么样哈？他是这个跟这个适应生啊发生冲突哈。
And there is a guy, maybe he just came from China, that is arguing with the waiter.
但是在那里就吵，声音很大，声音很大。
And their argument is loud.
所以呢，所有的人都在看他。
And everyone is turning to them and watching them.
因为这个是一个非常不礼貌，在公共场所大声喧哗是个非常不礼貌的事情。
Because arguing in the public place, it's very rude.
虽然这个适应生是来照顾我们这个服务我们的，但是我们知道我们出去吃饭都对他们很客气的，对不对？
Although the waiter or waitress is to serve you, but we all know that we have to be polite and respect them.
因为我们是有权利的哈。
We have the power.
因为我们去吃饭的话，决定给他多少小费，给不给他小费哈。
Because we can decide whether or not we or how much we're going to tip them.
那历史上记载啊，这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，本身他是个非常残暴的人哈。
The historical records indicate that the Nebuchadnezzar is a very cruel man.
他采取的是一种高压的政策哈。
He adopted a policy of repression.
他攻城掠地，然后就把那个攻了一个城，就把那地方毁了，然后就把那地方的人都抓到这个他那个国家里边去。
He would plunder other countries and take them to his away from their home.
所以呢，但以理的给他的进谏就是希望他能够行公义、怜悯、除去罪过，在二十七节。
So verse 27, Daniel's advice to Nebuchadnezzar is to break off your sins by being righteous and showing mercy to the poor.
这个故事呢，没有记载，没有记载巴比伦王有任何的回应啊。
The Bible didn't record Nebuchadnezzar's response.
我估计时过境迁，他可能把这事也忘了。
But we can tell as time passed, he probably forgot all about it.
这个经文告诉我们，十二个月就是一年之后啊。
The scripture says 12 months later.
当他在王宫里面来走来走去的时候啊。
He is walking in his royal palace.
估计可能在他王宫的那个平台上他看到他的城市啊巴比伦城的景况。
And he is seeing the whole city of Babylon.
然后这个时候呢他就禁不得他把一切的荣耀归给自己。
And he took all this glory to himself.
因为什么呢因为这个巴比伦城实在是宏伟壮观。
The Babylon city was magnificent.
那么它这个城市啊当时建的是这个幼发拉底河也是从它的城市穿城而过的。
The Euphrates River ran through the city.
而且它大兴土木把这个城池啊把这个河水啊引到它城市的周围所以它的城墙之位都有那个壕沟啊 有水啊都包围住啊。
And canals were dug throughout the city, so they have running water.
它的城门很高，大概有42英尺这么高。
The city gates are also like 42 feet tall.
而且那个城门也很宽啊。
The city gate is very wide.
据说在它那个城门城墙那个上面哈，那可以几排的士兵并排的走都可以。
Several rows of soldiers can walk on the city wall.
那么大家都知道这个世界七大奇观有其中一个叫空中花园的，对不对？
We all know that one of the seven wonders of the ancient times is Hanging Garden.
哎，那个就是尼布甲尼撒造的
，built by Nebuchadnezzar.
然后另外还有一个叫伊斯塔城门，它的城门呢非常的壮观。
And Ishtar Gate.
那么我不知道你们有没有人去过柏林呢
？Not sure. Anyone
还没有人去过柏林，所以你下次去柏林的时候要去那个博物馆哈。因为柏林的博物馆呢，他们在上个世纪就有按照这个比例重新建了这个伊斯塔城门。
There is a museum in Berlin that they built a model according to the original Ishtar Gate.
所以现在看还觉得那个非常的壮观的
Magnificent.
所以那个有一个希腊的学者啊，他叫希罗多德的，他在大概100多年之后，他曾经过访问过巴比伦城。
So about 100 years later, there's a Greek scholar called Herodotus visited Babylon.
他当时看到这个巴比伦城景象，他也还是赞叹不已，实在是太壮观了。
And he was still amazed by its architecture.
你看，面对这样的成就，哈，尼布甲尼撒他想不骄傲的困难，是不是
？So Nebuchadnezzar had reason to be prideful because of these kind of achievements.
因为这个诱惑实在是太大了。
It's too tempting.
所以，但是上帝的刑罚怎么样？此时此刻马上就临到了是。
But God's punishment is also coming at this very moment.
所以尼布甲尼撒离开了人群，就变成了野兽一样的去生活。
So Nebuchadnezzar was driven away from men and lived like a beast.
其实他患的这种病呢，现在我们也知道有的人患这种病。
The illness Nebuchadnezzar had, we know there is a special strange disease.
这种病叫变兽妄想。
It's called zoanthropy.
那么1940年有一个医生呢，他叫这个 Harrison， 他就曾经记载过一个这样的病例。
1946 there is a physician called Harrison has a record of this kind of disease.
那么这个他观察到一个病人就是有这种病，住在医院里，他不在病房住着，他天天在草地里待着。
The patient lives in the hospital, but he lives in the grass.
然后呢，他每天就吃草啊，在那里干什么？完全是，想象自己跟动物一样。
And they're out of their mind, considering themselves as animal.
所以整个是思维错乱，他把自己看成以为自己是一个动物，或者是牛啊，或者是狼啊这样的情况。
They consider themselves as cow or wolf.
不过这种病非常的少见
，very rare.
那么在尼布甲尼撒身上，显然这是神给他预定的一个灾难哈。
But for Nebuchadnezzar, this is from God.
毫无疑问，他的骄傲自大招引了这场灾祸。
And his own pride and arrogance called for this disaster.
那么，到底什么是骄傲呢
？What is pride?
我们每个人都知道骄傲，但定义怎么定义啊
？How we define pride?
我们要确切知道骄傲是什么，才知道怎么会去预防它哈。
We have to figure out what is pride first.
骄傲啊，实际上就是说试图抬高自己
，is try to elevate yourself，
就是过于自己所当得的
，more than who you really are。
所以骄傲乃至狂妄呢，可以到一种程度，我们窃取神的荣耀。
So pride lead to arrogance that you attempt to steal God's glory。
所以我们这个讲到的题目叫在神之下。
So the theme of today is under God's authority.
那在神之下就意味着我们怎么样去学习谦卑啊
？Being under God's authority means we learn how to be humble.
因为我们知道，如果权力是来自于神的话，我们就知道怎么样去善用这样的权力。
Knowing that power comes from God, we have to know how to use it.
其实要谦卑的话，最好的办法就是操练，就是去服侍他人。
And the best practice for humility is to serve others.
在这方面啊， 没有一个更好的例子是我们去看耶稣基督的
了。And Jesus Christ sets the best example for us.
耶稣基督有没有权柄？
Does Jesus have authority?
耶稣基督有没有能力？
Does he has power?
我们看到他是怎么样用他身上的能力，他是怎么样用神给他的权柄的。
And we see how Jesus used the power and authority from God.
没有一样他是为自己来谋利的。
He didn't do anything to benefit himself.
有的时候我们说，如果把耶稣基督能力都给我们每一个人身上的话，我想这糟糕了，这世界问题很大。
I think if any one of us has the power and authority that Jesus had, the world is going to become more chaotic.
所以我还没有那个品格去掌握这个样的能力。
We just don't have the characters that it takes to have those power.
其实人生在世，神给我们很多的恩惠。
God actually gives us many blessings.
我们即使没有耶稣基督那样的能力，我们还是有很多的能力给我们了。
Although not comparable to what Jesus had, we do have lots of power.
但是遗憾的时候，我们很多的时候用这个能力干什么？来提升我们自己。
Unfortunately, we always use those resources to benefit ourselves.
我们偏偏忽略了神给我们这些能力乃是为了荣神益人的。
And we neglected the fact that God gave us those resources to glorify Him and to benefit others.
所以要变成一个谦卑的人，我们首先是学会看到别人的需要。
So to be a humble person, we have to first learn how to see the needs of others.
如果我每天想的是，哎呀，神给我的很多，我怎么样情己之力容神一人的话
，If we meditate daily on how much God has given to me and how can I use it to serve others?
我想那个就是一个有福的人了。
Then I think that person will be a blessed person.
所以我们这次退休会我们会有一些练习，我们这个练习首先第一个就是我们来看看我们的一生神给了我们什么恩惠。
In the retreat, we're going to have an exercise called Life Path to see what God has given you.
那每个做过这样练习的人之后，你首先的心里一个就是什么？心里就是感恩。
After this exercise, the first reaction is grateful.
所以，怎么样才能成为一个有福的人呢
？So how do we become a blessed person?
我们首先来看上帝是一个什么样的上帝。
Let's see is God?
上帝的能力是超乎万有的。
His power is above all.
但他绝不会滥用权力。
But he never abuses it.
你看我们这一次看到他利用先知但以理其实是给了这个尼布甲尼撒王一个建议的啊。
So through Daniel, it shows that God allowed opportunities for Nebuchadnezzar to repent.
那希望他有这个机会可以改过的。
Hoping that he can take it and repent.
而且给了他十二个月的时间是个宽容期对不对
And there is a grace period of 12 months.
我们看到说神呢是非常的宽容和忍耐。
So from this we can see God's patience and kindness.
不然的话，上帝如果责罚的话，他需要警告你吗
？Otherwise, God, if He wants to punish you, He can just do it without any warning.
所以，上帝不是为了责罚我们，他是希望我们能够回转。
So his intent is not to punish us, but want everyone to repent.
我们这个故事也知道，最后尼布甲尼撒王是吧，是被重新建立起来的。
So we know eventually Nebuchadnezzar was restored.
所以我们知道上帝是个什么样的上帝。
So we know God is God of grace.
所以这个诏书的开头跟结尾都是尼布甲尼撒王来敬拜神的样子。
So this king's decree begins and ends with Nebuchadnezzar's praise to God.
不过有人也有一些疑问哈。
People will also have questions.
注意这个尼布甲尼撒王这个诏书写的那么好，到底他是不是得救的呢
？Was Nebuchadnezzar saved?
那么你们说有没有得救啊
？What do you think?
不知道哈。
We don't know.、
哎、这个。学者圣经学者说什么也都有啊。
Biblical scholars had disagreement.
有人说他得救，有人说没有得救啊。
Some said yes, some said no.
所以我们就不需要争论，因为最后得救不得救啊，其实是耶稣基督说了算。
So we don't need to argue because it's Jesus' call.
所以你知道不是牧师说了算哈。
It's not the pastor say you're saved or not.
我们只是按照主的命令给人施洗归入主的门下。
We just,
但是最后是耶稣基督怎么来确定的。
Our job is to baptize people according to the Lord's command, but it is Jesus' call to say whether or not you have the salvation.
但是我们可以确定的是，尼布甲尼撒经过这个事情以后，他的属灵的生命就提高了一级。
But it is certain that Nebuchadnezzar took one step further in his spiritual journey.
我们可以想象哈，这样的话从第一章开始，那么尼布甲尼撒第一次看到些但以理啊，他们还有他的三个朋友是从犹太人来的，他第一次接触到啊这个以色列人，第一次认识到听说有神。
So in chapter one, Nebuchadnezzar for the first time, when he saw Daniel and his three friends, he heard about the God of Israel.
那么第二章他从但以理的智慧能给他解释梦境里面，他又知道哇，他又知道这个神哇。有这么样的智慧。
And then chapter 2, when Daniel explained his dream to him, he witnessed God's wisdom.
那到第三章的时候，但以理的三个朋友在那个火炉里的时候，他又看到了，哇，这个神的能力。
And then chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar witnessed Daniel's three friends in the fiery furnace. He witnessed God's power.
但是只有到了这一章的时候，他是真正的经历了神。
And not until chapter 4, he personally experienced God.
其实我们的属灵生命也是一样的啊。
This is a true reflection of the process of our spiritual journey.
我们的属灵生命啊，其实也是有阶段性，也会有这种升华的机会。
We have different stage and different seasons.
每一个经历神，就让我们的生命往前迈一步。
The personal experience of God will advance you in your spiritual journey.
可能有人会说我没有机会啊，我不像尼布甲尼撒一样，我没有什么机会的哈。
Maybe you'll say I don't have such opportunity as Nebuchadnezzar had.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们要仔细留意的话，我们周围很多的机会。
If you observe, you'll find such opportunities everywhere.
这些机会都是神为我们摆在那里的。
And God put this in front of us.
我们如果抓住这些机会，我们就可以把它变成我们属灵生命的转折点。
If we take these opportunities that God placed in our life, it will become the turning point of our life.
如果我们没有抓住那个机会怎么办呢？
What if we miss those opportunities?
不用担心，弟兄姐妹，那机会还会回来的。
Don't worry, it will come around.
因为什么呢？因为那功课你还没学会啊。
Because you haven't passed that test yet.
神还会给你机会。
God will give you another opportunity.
所以我们就不会要轻易放过这样的机会。
So don't miss those opportunities.
所以如何成为一个有福的人呢？
So how to be a blessed person?
就好像但以理给这个尼布甲尼撒王所开的药方一样啊。
We see Daniel's advice to Nebuchadnezzar.
那么第二十七节讲到以施行公义断绝罪过。
To break off sins by being righteous.
以怜悯穷人除掉罪恶。
Breaking off iniquities by showing mercy to the poor.
所以我们应当善用上帝给我们的一切的资源。
We should make good use of the resources that are God-given.
既知道我们是在神之下啊。
And knowing that we are under God.
就当存敬畏的心。
We should have a reverent heart.
所以在任何的环境之下，我们都要情己之力，容神一人。
So under any circumstances, we should do our best to glorify God and to serve others.
那么以前有一个公司的高管呢，去教会拜访牧师啊。
There is a high managing level executives that visit the church.
那平常他是不大去教会的。
Usually he doesn't go to church regularly.
那这是因为有事情，所以他要去教会里见牧师的。
But he had something had some errands, so that's why he visited the church.
啊，他在事业上是很有成就的。
High achievements in his career.
在公司里面做到了副总裁的这个位置。
The
vice president.
Vice president.
那么他呢？这公司也是非常有规模啊，非常好的一个公司。
In a large corporate.
所以到了他到了教会之后呢，就到了牧师的办公室，两个人就要坐下来谈哈。
So, he went into the pastor's office and they started talking.
哎，他一看这教会人还不少啊，人走来走去好多人啊。
So when he observed people comes and go in the church,
哎，他一看到说，哦，有一个人他认得他公司的职员。
So he recognized there is one church member is his employee.
正好从他那里边路过哈，他认得他啊。
And that guy is just passing by.
他说，哦，那好。那你过来，你去给我泡一杯咖啡去。
And he said, "Oh, hey, can you get me a coffee?"
所以这牧师一听，站起来说，啊，不用，我去给你泡咖啡。
And the pastor said, "No, no, no, it's okay. I'll make a coffee for you."
所以牧师去把咖啡弄回来，这个主管坐在那很不好意思，怎么好意思你给我去弄咖啡哈
？So the VP sitting there embarrassed, saying, "Well, I don't have this honor for the pastor to serve me coffee."
但是我他不知道在教会里面我们是怎么，我们是位子高的人才去服侍别人的，对不对
？He doesn't understand that in church is the opposite. Those who are in high position will be the most humble to serve others.
因为这是耶稣基督给我们立下的榜样。
Because this is what the example Jesus set for us.
所以尼布甲尼撒的经历呢，实在是给我们一个提醒。
Nebuchadnezzar's experience is a good reminder for us.
他的权力、财富、荣耀。可以说达到了人可以达到最高的顶峰。
He reached all the pinnacle of power and wealth and glory.
尽管如此，他依然在神的权柄之下。
Even so, he was still under the authority of God.
如果他是在神的权柄之下的话，我想我们每一个人也都肯定是在神的权柄之下。
So even him, so let alone us, we're all under the authority of God.
他是在人生最后的时刻，他才学到。这个谦卑的功课。
He learned his lesson to be humble before God at the end of his life.
那希望我们呢都不会要费这么大的周折，因为我们有神给我们更好的启示。
And hopefully with the revelation of God Himself, we can learn this lesson in an easier way.
那么一个骄傲的人呢，他会利用各种的机会、各种的资源来抬高自己。
A prideful man will take every chance to elevate himself.
而一个谦卑的人呢，只是在任何的环境下，他要什么？他要情己之力，容身一人。
But a humble person dedicates himself to glorifying God and serving others.
那么最近我读到一个故事哈。
Recently I read a story.
这个故事讲到一个单身的父亲，他的名字叫 Jack.
There is a single father whose name is Jack.
那他呢，妻子呢，一年前去世哈。
His wife passed away a year ago.
那他自己呢，带着一个很小的男孩。
And he has a little boy.
那这个男孩呢，因为母亲突然去世的缘故呢，他就受到了一定的影响啊。
And this little boy was because his mom passed away suddenly, so he is greatly impacted.
然后呢，他就不讲话哈。
Stop speaking.
所以他的爸爸就非常的辛苦，要带他去看心理医生哈。
So his dad has to take him to see therapist.
所以他每天要工作哈。
He has a job.
还要照顾这个孩子，然后还要去带他去看医生。
Yes, to take his son to see therapy.
但是你知道那个心理医生啊，特别是给小孩子看心理，也是很贵的。
But you know, therapists for especially for children, they're expensive.
而且这个。Jack 的医疗保险呢，根本不会支付这个费用。
And Jack's insurance doesn't cover this expense.
所以每个星期他去，每个星期去一个月下来啊，这个账单啊，多得不得了啊。
So the monthly bill is very high.
不过这 Jack 他还是有一个很乐观的心态哈、啊，帮助孩子，希望他可以这个孩子可以尽快的正常的成长起来。
But Jack is hopeful and optimistic, hoping that his little boy can recover from that.
所以有一天呢，他下班哈，他这个就带孩子去看完医生回来哈。
So one day he got off from work and took his son to the therapist.
那么他回到家时，看到他的邻居呢，有一个老太太哈，他老太太呢是这个 Mrs. Nichols 啊。
And he came back home, and saw his neighbor, Mrs. Nichols.
这老太太正在那里割草呢，哈。
And she's mowing her lawn.
于是他虽然很累，他还是说，哎呀，要帮忙。他于是帮这个他的邻居。他说 ，Miss Nichols， 你不要来，我来替你割草。
And although he had a long day himself, but he said, Miss Nichols, I'll mow the lawn for you.
所以 他帮这个 Miss Nicole 把这个草割完呢，这彼此的聊天呢，讲话呀，这个老太太就大概也知道了他家里面的这些情况哈。
So as he is doing it for her, and they chatted, and so that Miss Nicole also know what is going on in his family.
那过不了多久的话呢，他就突然间接到一个陌生人的电话。
So not long after that, he get a call from a stranger.
这个陌生人呢，就是这个他邻居老太太律师啊。
Who's the lawyer of Miss Nicole?
他就说你知道不知道你的邻居已经把房子卖了？
He said, "Do you know that Miss Nicole sold her house?"
哦，他说卖了，哦，卖了，这个跟我有什么关系啊？
He said, why it matters to me?
这律师说他卖了房子，他从房子里面拿出一部分钱呢，是专门为你的儿子做这个医疗费用的。
He said, Miss Nicole set apart from that fund to help you, your son to afford, to get the therapy.
所以这个 Jack 就非常的感动啊。
Jack was very moved.
他也正是因为有这笔钱，他可以继续给他孩子去治疗哈。
So with that money, he can continue to take her son for the treatment.
所以渐渐的，这个孩子慢慢的变得开朗起来。
Gradually, his son recovered.
到这个孩子上学的这个年纪的时候，他已经是跟一个正常的孩子相差无几的。
And by the time he went to school, he is pretty much a normal kid.
所以弟兄姐妹，每一个人就做一件力所能及的事情，就影响到周围的人。这是一个美好的故事。
So just do a little thing, do what you can, and that will make a difference.
什么是一个有福之人呢？
What is a blessed person?
那就是情己之力，容神一人的人。
Do all you can to glorify God and serve others.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你赐给我们话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
真是借着这个故事再一次提醒我们，你喜悦什么样的人。
Through Nebuchadnezzar's story, remind us what kind of person pleases you.
我们感谢主，你赐给我们恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
在我们每个人的生命之中，你都放了很多人，这样的来爱护我们，帮助我们，来支持我们。
That you loved and cared for and supported us through so many people in our lives.
正是因为如此，世界才如此的美好。
That the world is such a beautiful place.
我们谢谢你的赐福和恩典。
We thank you for a blessing and your grace.
也愿主你亲自的帮助我们。
And Lord, will you help us?
我们有这样的心智，愿意情急之力，容神一人。
That we are willing to do whatever we can to glorify you and to serve others.
愿主你祝福在座的每一位。
Lord, would you bless everyone among us?
和所有听到这信息的人。
And everyone who hear this message.
愿我们同感一领。
May we be moved by the same Holy Spirit.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.